Data and measure development. When we released outcome indicators and measures in the Absolutely Everyone State Disability Plan 2017 annual report, we advised that further work was required for a number of indicators. Specifically, at the time of release, 33 measures did not have suitable data sources. 7 indicators require measures to be developed. Footnote 12. The filling of these gaps is a major project that requires a long-term plan based on clear prioritising principles. In the short term, there is work to be done that allows us to get the best value from existing measures and data. Both short-term and longer-term solutions will help the State Disability Plan's outcomes framework provide the best information to people with disability about Victoria's progress. In this section of the 2018 annual report, we outline the following enhancements to data: new interim progress measures relating to education, new baseline data sources, updated data results for 2018. We also outline development work needed to increase the completeness and utility of indicators and measures, a prioritising framework for longer-term tasks that will support the ongoing use of the outcomes framework, planning for a shorter-term project to increase the value of existing measures and data. Footnote 12. 5 of these measures are currently being developed by DET and will be supported by appropriate data sources. End footnote. 2018 data enhancements. The Department of Education and Training has developed 6 new measures for the education and skills outcome. These measures were developed as part of the response to the review of the Programme for Students with Disabilities and ongoing efforts to strengthen the quality of evidence and information on the outcomes of children and young people with disability. The 5 new school year's measures relate to the indicators of achievement, engagement, and well-being of students with disability. The measures are drawn from the Student Attitudes to School survey. There is also a new measure for early years relating to engagement in kindergarten. New and updated baseline data released in 2018. Baseline data has now been updated for indicators and measures through the following sources: Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia, 2017. Community Attitudes Survey, 2018. In addition, baseline data for indicators and measures relating to interpersonal violence is now available through the Personal Safety Survey, 2018. Updates and new baseline data are set out in the 2018 updates columns of the tables overleaf. Note on comparing baseline and updated estimates. All baseline and updated estimates are standardised to the 2001 Australian population, unless otherwise noted. Fluctuation in estimates between years is partly due to sampling variation between waves of data collection. Readers should therefore be cautious about interpreting changes between baseline and updated estimates as evidence of a positive or negative trend until subsequent waves of data are released. Abbreviations. ND. Data for the measure is not yet available. A. Absolute measure. R. Relative measure. Derives a risk ratio between people with and without disability. 1 equals no difference. Less than 1 equals lower for people with disability. Greater than 1 equals higher for people with disability. Baseline data sources. AEDC, Australian Early Development Census. A2SS, Attitudes to School Survey. CIS, VicHealth Community Indicators Survey 2015. GSS, General Social Survey 2014. HILDA, Household Income and Labour Dynamics Australia. KC, Kindergarten Census. NHS, National Health Survey 2015. Pass. Public Transport Victoria Infrastructure Data. PSS. Personal Safety Survey. SDAC. Survey of Disability Ageing and Carers 2015. VISTA. Victorian Integrated Survey of Transport and Activity 2014 to 2016.